rolling in the whip.
Smoking like this shit, the only job I got. Clouded every hour, smelling louder than your flower pot. Let it blaze, burning bushes, Yahweh done found the spot. Complex, godly off the THC that sour got. Hit me in the chest like it showed me how that chopper pop. You ain't get it by now, I'm seeing my merry clown and your optional different strands of potency in the loud you got. Fuck the white girl, I'm to the moon if I found a rock. I'm on to you niggas who steadily slump, asking how high and I ain't even tell you to jump. I'm veiling the funk, and I don't mean inhaling the skunk. We spreading these blunts the same size as elephant trunks. Already we up, watching shit y'all subjectively touch. Silly niggas never stick to their objective enough. Expect to fire somewhere.
It's your boy RB King in the building, aka Mr. Spliffendorf. You are rocking with the Smoking Word Podcast, episode 2. For my peoples who are just tuning in, make sure you check out episode 1, Roll with the Punches, where we basically talking about you need to learn how to roll. Just a quick notion, I wasn't mentioning people who was talking about bongs and bowls and shit like that. That's not for y'all. Get out of the conversation, alright? But shouts to y'all anyway. I hope y'all rolling some loud in that motherfucking whatever y'all smoking. Anywho, today I got my brother, another legend in the building with this music shit. My boy Cream.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's good, America? What's good? It's your boy Cream.
How you living out here in Maine?
I'm good, man. Just moved back to Brooklyn, so. It's scary.
Where were you before?
I was in Long Island, quiet.
You said it's scary in Brooklyn.
It's scary now.
Oh, it's now it's scary.
I'm back. Go to school. Casper. The unfriendly ghost.
Where. Alright, so boom. So how we start these episodes off is you gotta pick a lighter from the box.
Oh mine.
You know what I mean? So we're going.
That's how we do this. So what you gonna do?
Let's see which one you gonna get.
Hot of the car.
What's that?
It's some liquidy, but it kind of looked like some otherworldly metallical substance that's all over this. It's kind of trippy. I like that.
My joint is like red roses, but
like mushrooms.
It's like reverse feathers, but they red, blended in with roses.
Yo, babe, take it easy.
What y'all be doing?
Take it easy. Why y'all doing the most?
Hey, yo, I got, it's not time to show it right now, but when we get to the hot box, last week I put a Punchline Punch light on there. That was from Vic. Vic lets you put your own designs on your lighters that you order. They got the 6-pack, they got the 12-pack, so if y'all want to get your own lighters done, I suggest y'all do that.
Shout out Vic. Send us the endorsements.
I mean, it's the only type of lighters I fuck with. You know what I mean? Them
crackhead lighters.
We have them crackhead lighters.
Crackhead lighters.
Them clear lighters with the fluid in them. That's the crackhead lighter.
See, I like to crack the head so that I could, you know what I mean? Hack it. You know how to hack a crackhead lighter?
No, because I don't make them shits around me.
It should be going up to the ceiling. Like, whoa, take it easy. You gotta do it sometimes. Because they crackhead lighters.
I hope you're not smoking none of the weed you get from no crackhead lighter.
Hell what
you
no. been smoking? Make all day.
What you been smoking?
I've been smoking that good from a high street, man. You know what I mean?
What the?
Oh, what?
What you got?
Yo, I'm not even gonna hold you. These flavors is getting out of control. So, because I get it from high street, it's a trusted source. Just give me what you got, man. I wanna be happy. I wanna go to sleep.
What was the last thing you smoked from?
Damn, I think it was like some Skittles or
Skittles?
Yeah. I don't know, man, but yeah, that was one of the last ones that I had. Skittles was good, but right now I'm trying to get onto that run scheme. You can't trust the runs everywhere.
These niggas out here got fronts. These niggas out here got grunts.
And they got the bunts.
They got bunts. Just wilding. Just what the fuck is what? What? Oh, charging $70 for this shit.
Smack.
I know the real value of a $70 eighth. Like, that shit.
That shit needs to be as skinny as this wire and get me high as the fattest shits I can roll right now.
They selling regular OG Kush in a Runs bag. And if you're not a smoker, they got you. Basically, they put in some regular OG Kush in a Runs bag. And if you're not a smoker like that, and you just like, hey, I'm just gonna check out the expensive weed, this is better. Like, they got your ass. Because if all real smokers know, like, yo, before I buy that shit, let me smell that shit.
Yo, you know how many times I put somebody on and I lost, like, my credibility because the nigga gave me the wrong shit? Oh, man, it's like, yeah, I got you. You want weed? Bet. And my man's, yo, he's fast at the delivery. I'll be gassing him, right? Mm-hmm. 3 hours later, not weed that I was saying it was going to be. It's more like Reggie.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, not like
and
Reggie.
And that's fucked up because your name is on the line. Yo, because you were the reference point. Mm-hmm. You're just like, yo, all right, boom. My man's right here. He got the fires. Yep. He got the fire emoji. Y'all motherfuckers is about to be lit. I can't wait to give you his number.
Right after we done with the L, yo, we rolling up again? Like, damn, that's how you know. That's how you know.
When you got when you chilling by yourself, nigga call you. Yo, what the fuck? Yo, son, why you sent me to this nigga, bro? Why you sent me to this nigga?
Big fat.
This nigga say he had some cotton candy, some vanilla frosting, some blueberry sour. I get there. It's mad seeds. This shit not hitting. Yo, son, don't ever send me to that nigga ever again.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, son. I was kinda hyped because I was collecting seeds. I don't think it's high grade. Yo, son, I realize it's not high grade.
That's please tell me this is when you were an early smoker.
Oh, yeah, come on, brother.
You was out here just collecting Reggie seeds.
Yo, I was, but I mixed them with like some incredible shit. Like, I think I had Cali Kush one time, and like on the sixth pack, I got a seed. One seed.
Okay.
And I never got a seed again from a Cali Kush pack ever in my life. And I put it in that pile.
With the Reggie Greens. The Reggie Green seeds.
Oh, man.
And what happened?
That shit gone.
Not a goddamn thing. Because that shit ain't nothing spectacular. Ain't nothing spectacular about a Reggie Green seed. I don't give a fuck. Who you with, where you smoke, and there's people out there be like, yo, there's some good greens out there. Like, yeah, fuck out of here.
I grow it in my backyard.
So we're not slapping.
I'm kidding. I'd rather be sober than fake high.
Facts.
Oh, God.
And I don't even like to talk about Reggie, but it's time to get on to the Reggie news, man. Right. But, this week,
what's the Reggie news, brother? Sounds like it's, oh, man. Listen, that's not Reggie. That's
I just got chills. I just got chills in the whole act of just doing the Wakanda peace sign. Cause he's like, yo, fucking, and that's why I'm wearing my Wakanda shirt right now, man. Fucking rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
It's been a tough year, man.
Rest in peace to everybody we lost this year, you know what I mean? Kobe, Nipsey, you know what I mean? Kobe's daughter, so on and so forth. Like, it's been a real rough one.
Yo, John Thompson, AI's coach, just died.
Facts. Who we just lost in the basketball community recently?
John Thompson, yeah.
John Thompson, somebody before that.
Georgetown. Oh, wait. Who we talking about?
What's his name from the Blazers?
What was his name?
Oh, homie who played on
Clifford
the
Robinson.
Clifford Robinson.
Clifford Robinson, rest in peace.
Rest
man.
In peace, Clifford Robinson.
I won't forget your name again, I promise.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah, I'm definitely putting on for Black Panther. I got a few frames coming in so I can put on my wall. It's just been crazy, son. My mans was mad young. We were still working on mad other shit, and not just Black Panther, son. We talking about 42. We talking about Get On Up. Fucking the Thurgood Marshall joint that he did. You know what I mean? Like, he was fire. as an actor.
2015.
Fire as a person, because he's just out here like, yo, I'm making sure everybody gets this message. I'm making sure my reach spreads to more than just these movies and this entertainment. Like, I'm actually sitting in with like kids who are diagnosed with cancer. And we thinking he's just some regular humanitarian nigga, not knowing that that's a direct correlation to his own life. For 4 years.
Every speech that I see him do now, I look at it with a different, you know what I mean, scope. Because he was suffering. Like, people don't know what stage 3, colon cancer, stage 4, colon cancer, like organ stages past 2. Bro, that's a serious pain you're dealing with. And he's going through it with the grace of God. Like, y'all weren't
still putting on,
doing magical, legendary roles. And then go and get
the year that he did Civil War, when he was first introduced as Black Panther, that was the year that he was diagnosed. Man. And then after that, he did Black Panther. After that, he did 2 Avengers movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? After that, he did 21 Bridges, which I watched the other day for the first time. I think it was bad. It was bad at all. One of my men said he got to the end of it and he ain't know what the fucking point of the story was. You know what I mean? Chadwick is always going to be Chadwick in a movie once you see him. But it's just like, as far as the story is concerned, it really did add up. I thought it was cool. We out the front over there?
Yeah, just,
you know, enjoying yourself?
Blowing some O's. My boy, I haven't blown O's in a minute, man. My boy, he deserved it, son. Chadwick. Rest in peace.
That's what we do. That's the equivalent of pouring one out for the homies. Blow an O for Chadwick. Blow an O for the homies. You know what I mean? So,
could have been Obama. He could have played Denzel in a Denzel biopic.
You
know what's coming. Like, we gotta give it to him. And then you got John Washington coming up. Like, all these black brothers coming up, looking up to him. And keep going. But he left a great example. Everyone could follow it. Anyone could be inspired by the light he left.
Everybody just talks about just how much of a light he was on set, just meeting him in person and just getting him in interviews, and just when you have that experience and when you have that impact on as much people as you do, then, you know what I mean, I feel like that's leaving an everlasting legacy. I feel like you lost him too soon on some too hot baby shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck cancer, by the way. Big time. Yeah.
That's a fact. But you know what I mean? Shouts to him. Prayers go out to his family and to, you know what I mean, Marvel Studios.
Putting him on. Big time.
That's a fact. Some other Reggie news. I wasn't going to talk about this originally, but, you know what I mean? Tory Lanez. So,
here you go. All right, so, yeah. All right.
It's Tory! Canada! All
right, hold up. You need to stop doing this, because, you know, like, yo, on some real shit.
What? Go ahead.
This Tattletales nigga drops the album.
Okay.
And
about.
Yeah, I bring that up to say he's getting support from somewhere. I don't know who y'all are, but fuck y'all from the deepest depths of my soul. But also, Tory Lanez should be getting the same exact treatment, if not worse, actually. Because how are we protecting our black women in our society? Mm-hmm. You feel me? I don't care what the reasons are that you had your neck on George Floyd's. I mean, your knee on George Floyd's neck. It's irrelevant, because your action was ridiculous. Tory Lanez, I don't give a fuck what the reason was. Your actions were ridiculous.
Excommunicate.
He shouldn't be able to even come into the States, to be honest with you. And look who looks like a genius now, my boy Drake, looking like a genius, because he never fucked with Tory. Before Tory was on, he was trying to fuck with Drake. He's like, nah.
You want some other shit.
He could tell, because Drake used to be
I was fucking with Tory. I fucked with the chicks tapes, you know what I mean?
The music.
And this is the shit. This is the R. Kelly shit. This is the Chris Brown shit.
Chris Brown,
I mean, I understand.
They were in predicaments. Like, how many parents gave This is not a predicament.
He
put himself in that. The reaction is ridiculous. It's, look, R. Kelly, you got parents. Parents sending their children, just like Michael Jackson.
Okay.
You're sending them. I mean, I don't condone what they did at all. Mm-hmm. They should have both be locked up, right? Rest in peace, Mike. I love you.
So you believe the Michael?
I do. It's sad to say. Because he's one of my, like, I never watched my Super Sweet 16. But I watched the one with Chris Brown when he had to call Michael Jackson, because this is my name. You feel me?
I watched the same one.
You know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. That's legendary. Standing on the table talking to Michael Jackson. Come on. That was his birthday gift. Chris Brown, of all people, wanted Michael Jackson, not anything. So, Michael Jackson's a man, but Tory Lanez has to be cut off. We have to protect our black women. Black Lives Matter all the time. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I can't think of any reason in any regular friendship or domestic situation where you would have to pull out a whole hammer to get your point across. That's beyond arguing. Like, if you gotta pull a hammer out on me, lose my number, my mama number, lose my sister number,
everyone that I know's number.
Listen, me and you cannot coexist in the same borough or atmosphere. Like, that's beyond toxic.
That's what you call a duel. Like,
we can't have a conversation. Boom, we arguing. Oh, we can't argue. Boom. Shoot me in the fucking foot. Jesus.
It looked like 12.
It's not funny, it's just ridiculous. That's why I'm laughing.
It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Some 12 shit.
Nah, fuck that.
Protect our black women. Excommunicated.
Please.
What's the word? When extradite. Extradite that nigga to Canada, please.
Yeah.
Trudeau, step up.
Send him back, Trudeau.
Where your words? For your citizen causing havoc in another land.
Deported back to Canada.
Yeah, ASAP is big news, he's locked up. You see what's happening, y'all? Yo, protect our black women. It didn't matter to anybody. Not even us. We gotta do better. We gotta do better.
Cause that music, though. Oh my God.
Yo, with that beauty in the Benz, oh my God.
Son, I know, son, that tape was fire, but that, like I said, that's why I compared all of those artists. It's just like, how people are separating the music from the person with R. Kelly. I still hear the motherfucking happy people blasting outside, all types of R. Kelly tracks blasting outside. When Chris Brown put his hands on Rihanna, shit fell off for a little bit, but he was able to come back.
Chris Brown now, was wrong for now, reciprocating the energy.
Of course. Right. Now, with Tory Lanez, do you think people are still going to be able to do that same thing by separating the artist from the person in this situation?
I think it's going to happen because Tekashi 6ix9ine, but should it happen? No. Tory Lanez, actually, who's he signed to? Is he signed to anybody?
Yeah.
He needs to get unsigned.
Wow.
Hello.
His
if he's independent, then whatever distribution company is working with him needs to not distribute his music. Hello. Where y'all at? His lawyers.
But then that's Rick and Morty is still on television.
Yeah. People just think that anything is possible, so everything is okay. That's not same thing.
At all. So, he's excommunicated. But, you know what's not excommunicated? Mm-hmm. This motherfucking Mary Jane.
Oh, no, no shit burning.
Some loud news for y'all, because I can't give you the Reggie without giving the loud. Dark Heart Nursery. It's less of a nursery and more of a concept where they produce clone marijuana plants. So it's basically diving into the industry of cloning weed. So that's basically been booming over, you know what I mean, 600 different cannabis stores and cannabis distributors have practiced this and have been associated with Dark Heart Nursery. And it's basically the art of cloning, which is not even taking a seed. It's taking, it's the cutting. And then I guess they plant that shit somewhere else and allow that shit to manifest into another plant.
They got
a fully grown plant of the same exact, you know what I mean? They call it the mother plant where they take it from. So,
yo, from what I heard too, it's interesting you say that, because with these clones, right, when they make like the male and female ones, they separate them. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens when they separate them? Like, if they're close together, they're not gonna grow as much bud, because they're, you know, content with each other, they're happy. But then, when you separate them, apparently, this is the scientific shit. They get like so like thirsty for the other, then they start growing, trying to reach out to it. Mm. And that's what makes the buds come out stronger and more thick and plentiful. Mm. You know, and that's a whole nother discovery that they're discovering. So there's a whole science to that. So when you talk about Dark Heart Nursery. When you talk about Dark Heart Nursery, it's like another step for mankind towards 24/7
high. But that's where a lot of the exotics get produced. Like, alright, so you start out with Girl Scout cookies. You take the clone of Girl Scout cookies and you do, you know what I mean, a little bit of extra shit to the soil, you know what I mean? Add some strawberries, add some eggs, add some milk. You know what I mean? Mix that shit up in with the...
It's not a Rona cough.
It's a weed cough, man. You know what I mean? It's just a little delayed. That's what happens when you smoke so much pipe. Yeah. But anywho, it's just like you doing all of these, this other shit to the soil to make it more rich, and now all of a sudden, your plant is growing with a certain type of texture, certain type of gloss, certain type of frost, mm-hmm. certain type of, you know what I mean, potency. Bud it up, look. Yo, son, some of these clone joints, the nugs get as big as that leaf next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like dead ass.
Like,
yeah. Straight facts.
That look like a Snoop Dogg celebratory event.
You know what I mean? On the season finale, I'ma see if I can roll a big joint like this.
Who's here? I'ma
hold it with two hands.
Who's here for that?
I'ma hug it. I don't know who's here for that. It's gonna be a special. I'ma invite everybody. It's gonna be talking bad shit. You know what I mean? Let's get there. But yeah, man, I support the research and the process that Dark Heart Nursery provides, and you know what I mean? I'm ready for them strains. Let's get some more of them strains out here.
That means gonna be even more names.
Yeah.
Because the Black Gelato is gonna have a baby.
I love the names.
With the OG Fire Lava Cake. And then it's gonna fuse and make
all that
bananas.
I'm here for all of it.
Tendrical.
I'm here for all of it. Cause you know what I hate?
The fuck.
Copping from somebody and I'll be like, yo, what's this? Man,
I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you though.
If I smoked this shit before and it was busting, I'm saying thank you. I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? Now, if he's a new nigga, I do agree with you 100%, 100,000%. You're not gonna sell me weed for the first time and not tell me what.
I mean, I'm gonna smell it, and you know, if it's fire, I might buy it. But like, you know, you need to know what the fuck you got.
You gotta be just mixing the shit. That's the shit.
You know what I mean? High Street got a list.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different flavors. You know what this is? You can look it up on Leafly.
Levels. Too.
All that.
Ace quarters. All of that.
All that.
All that. Keep going up if you want.
Motherfuckers out here only got one flavor and you don't know what it is. Get it together. A lot of people need to get it together. And you know who need to get it together the most? You motherfuckers who be popping up at the function with no motherfucking supplies. And that's what's that's what the whole Weeda Kit is right now. We getting into the Weeda Kit right now. Weeda Kit number two. Supply yourself. When I mean supply yourself, I mean pull up with some papers. Pull up with some Fronto or Backwood or whatever the fuck you roll with. Pull up with a lighter. Pull up with your supplies. And
notice he didn't say weed, but I always come to weed. But sometimes I'm just like,
you guilty.
Yeah, I am.
Just like my last guest.
Yep, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm definitely guilty.
What now,
you know why? Because I figured.
And the shoe motherfucking fits. Because I'm always supplied up.
Mm-hmm. But my man's is always supplied up. What does that mean?
Supplies that means I gotta supply you?
Nah, I mean, we can share. You know
fuck
I mean?
Out of here. I understand once in a while.
What brothers?
I understand once what in a while. Means?
Give me a high five.
Fuck out of here. Damn. Come with some roll up.
You right.
I can understand if it's once in a while.
Right.
I can understand once in a blue. It's your first time, second time. Alright, you. Alright, okay, cool. Every time. There's people every time with no supplies just out here in these streets. You mean to tell me at any given time you smoke as much as I do and you ain't never got a lighter?
Those are the people that you just don't
you ain't like. Never got a lighter.
Just don't like.
After the third time you done asked me, yo, you got a lighter? Bro. I'm just like, yo, son, you smoke, right? How come you ain't never got a light on you? You smoke. How come you ain't never got no roll up? I know you don't have a bong at home. I know you don't walk around with a bowl. Why you ain't never got no roll up?
Preach.
That shit costs $2.
$1 in some spots.
Some spots.
You get a
I have yet to see that shit again because it's been a while since roll up was $1 or since Fronto was $1. Actually, if they do got dollar Fronto, it's just half the leaf.
Yeah, it just half the leaf, little section.
It really be looking like a fourth of the leaf.
Yeah, it's a section, you know what I mean?
These niggas is wildin'.
Mm-hmm.
But
cutting corners, man.
Something, and I don't expect everybody to have a grinder. No, I don't. But after you ask me for my grinder, like the third or fourth time, I'm gonna be like, hey, maybe you should get one of those. Just maybe. That one, I won't hold too much against people. Yeah, you know I mean, because some people like to bring up what they can.
Yeah, they don't want to walk around with a grinder too.
Everybody got some type of backpack now. Like even you have a knapsack. That's a little knapsack.
I'm not gonna tell you what company because they don't pay me.
It's a fanny pack, bro.
I mean, y'all know who you are.
Knapsack fanny pack.
You know who you are.
What do you what? You mean you can't carry your weed supplies in here?
Oh, I definitely do. You feel me?
That's what I'm talking about. You got your. Alright, that's
weed. Supplies.
Boom. Okay, boom. What's that? What's that? Mints?
Yes. Weed supplies.
Okay.
I mean, well, the other supplies are here, you feel me?
Alright, boom.
You know what I mean? Oh, I got these ill ass fucking papers. Oh my god, can you please move behind
this
shit?
You see this? These are supplies. Okay? These are supplies.
I want to shout this company out right here. You know what I mean? Golden Grooming.
All that black owned?
Yes.
All right.
Black owned. High quality, made for you. Why I lip balm? All natural. Made for men of color. Powerful essential oils and antioxidants. Soothes and heals dry, cracked lips, and it's long lasting. You feel me? Made in Detroit. The D.
The
black
D.
owned. Golden Grooming,
Black Shout
you out. Because Black Lives Matter.
Shouts to Golden Grooming. Mm-hmm. Shouts to Golden Grooming. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Out here making the lips buttery soft.
Sit.
Pause. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man.
That's some real shit.
Though. You're on both sides of that.
No, I am.
Like I said, you felt guilty.
But I've been that guy, but now I'm not that guy. So I'm here.
But see, that's the thing.
I've never been that guy.
Well, because you're hello, smoking words. You're smoking words. Well,
but this is the thing about the weed.
That's
kits.
The one thing. Like you always have your drink.
This is the thing about the weed kits. There's nothing special about doing this shit.
You're right.
So. Everybody should be able to do it. It's attainable for everyone to do. Like, it's simple concept. If you are amongst the rough, let me make this clear, because I didn't make it clear last episode and a few people got my ass crossed. Let me make this clear. If you are a part of the rolling, smoking joint, smoking blunt community, and you don't just stick to bongs or bowls, you need to learn how to fucking roll. If you constantly going to the function and you with people who smoke and you smoke as much as them, you need to stop pulling up all the time with no roll up, with no lighter, with no type of bud. Some people don't even pull up with no weed.
You're talking about,
you ain't even got no weed.
Yo, let me get like a double,
because
you're like, damn, you're taking off like
where's
3 hours of my night. You just took off 3 hours of my night and I got $20. You think that's a fair trade? 3 hours? I can't get that back. Give me 3 hours right now. You can't. 2-3 L's possibly. $20. Wasting that.
So that's basically where I'm at with it. Y'all motherfuckers need to supply yourselves. Supply yourselves hard body. And if you can't supply yourself, you shouldn't be smoking.
Don't partake.
You can't, if you can't never, I'm not saying if you can't ever supply yourself, because certain times people run out, I've ran out before. I'm just like, yo, help a brother out. Yeah. But that's the thing about the weed kids, don't make it a habit. You making it a habit of always asking me for my Fronto, for my papers, for my lighter. A little selfish, yes. But I always keep a lighter with me. Why can't you? I always keep roller with me. Why can't you? And this shit is not expensive. It's a couple of dollars. If you could put money aside for your bud, you could put money aside for the shit that you need to enjoy your
day. Yeah. That is the rolling papers.
If you smoke with Fronto, then smoke with Fronto.
And then you got your lighters, and then you got your grinder if you're a professional who likes to keep your hands clean.
People without those supplies, how the fuck would you feel if all you smoke is bongs and bowls and motherfuckers just pulling up to your crib, always using your shit. Just always using your shit. Your shit. Here. I'm gonna put this in here. Cool? Is that cool with you all the time? Ain't nobody got their own? I don't know. Maybe I'm different.
All the time.
Not all the time. Not all day.
Not all day.
Not all day. Yo, shots to Feels Good Music, man. Good. Not all day. But yo, Hotbox time. Okay, hot box time. And like I said last week, every week I get to the hot box, I'm gonna add something new. This time, because remember we was talking about people who be fronting with them fronts, mm-hmm. and them stunts and them grunts.
And the bunts. Don't get the bunts.
I put a white runts bag on the hot box this time. This is real white runts, okay? Everything is on the bag. If you're not copping it, actually, I can't even say shit, because niggas copping this and it's still regular cushion.
In the bag. So, on the bag.
In all actuality, the bag don't mean shit, but.
But get to the bag, yo.
Motherfuckers know that I get official shit, so That's not a question. Anywho, we're gonna do it like this. You get to choose the question because, okay. You know what I mean?
It's like a little
hat. Motherfuckers got in their bag when I chose the question next time, so you choose the question. You ain't right, not one question.
I'm just throwing some doubts because it's 2020. Alright, so this is
you choose one out of the questions that you.
That fell out? This is on top, so I'm not even taking.
If that fell out, grab that one.
Alright.
I'll take that one. Which one that's it?
Would you give up smoking for a shout out?
What?
Would you give up smoking for a shout out? I think it's a shout out.
Let me see.
S.O.
You give up. That's last week's question.
Alright, next question.
What the hell is wrong, sir? Aw, shit. The other questions is not in here. That's fucked up. I ain't even smoked before the podcast. I'm lying. That's okay. Alright, so I actually know one of the questions that I asked you. And you kind of low-key answered it, but like more specifically, what do you keep, and this is because we're talking about supply yourself, what do you keep in your weed kit? Exactly.
My weed kit?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta make you take it out again, but when you see everything, you just saw you like pour shit out. So what exactly do you keep in your weed kit?
All right, so I got the weed, all right? We have in the frontal, and at least two lighters.
At least two.
I have three today.
Okay. That third one looks familiar.
Nah,
I'm not gonna hold you.
These are the three that I bought at the store, my nigga. I'm telling you.
Alright.
These are the three.
Alright.
These are the three.
If you got three, nigga, put my lighter back in the motherfucker.
That's what I was saying, but nigga was saying you gotta pick the lighter.
Alright, you picked it, put it back.
Alright.
I got more rush. Alright, so what else?
The next thing is my mints, you know what I mean? Papers, okay? I do have my earbuds, my little Sony's.
Yeah, because when you get smacked and you dolo sometimes, son, the best thing is listening to music.
Again, the Goldie Grooming for the lips, for the drum. Because, you know, I lips get a little, you know what I mean? That don't work, I got the Carmex, you know what I mean? Just in case.
A little dry and chapped if you smoke.
Semi-medicated, you feel me?
This is
the veterans who know what it is, you feel me?
So you got two.
Yeah.
This is sets of mints.
Yeah, this is for fun, you feel me?
Okay, that's for fun.
This is for emergency use only.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When things about to go on with my mouth, like anything. You know what I mean? So that's it.
Just not gonna pause that one.
Nah. Well, I mean,
let it go.
Yeah, clearly.
It's cool. Like, no, that's cool. It's cool.
Why would that be a
things going on with your mouth?
A presumption. Clearly, it's gonna be some strange. Like,
I feel you.
So, anyway.
I'm just saying.
I also got my wallet, you feel me? You know what I mean?
Put your wallet in your weed?
It's not in it, it's like on the outside. You feel me? But yeah, because when I put it in my pocket, I'm gonna sit on it. That actually messed up your spine from my nigga out of time.
Word. Yeah. I didn't know that. I need to stop doing that shit.
Yeah. It's not good for your whole back and everything.
Alright, so I know off the top of the head what I put in mind. You know what I mean? Like, four lighters, like four or five different strains of bud, my grinder, my scissors, Fronto, like two packs of paper. Listex, hand sanitizer, and I believe that's it. Okay. I feel like with that, I can soar anywhere and be supplied.
I keep the hand sanitizer in the whip, so
that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in there. But yo, somebody sold me some like $2 hand sanitizer that was in like the Neutrogena bottle, and like you. It's like liquidy, but I've seen that before. You know, it's a liquidy, it's probably like alcohol, you feel me? Cool. Put that shit on my shit, and immediately I'm taken to a nail salon. I'm like, wait a minute, is this fucking nail polish remover? I'm like, yo, smell shit.
It gave you that whiff.
Yeah.
You felt like.
You can smell the alcohol that's added to it, but you can smell that when
I was taken to a nail salon.
Yeah.
immediately.
Alright.
But yo, yo, let the people know where they can find you. Let the people know what's going on for Cream in the future, my bro. I already know, but you gotta let them know.
Yeah, well, right now, you find me at CreamVP everywhere, you know what I mean? Everything. Instagram.com/CreamVP, Facebook.com/CreamVP. Don't forget the Henny.com/cream. That's a team website.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, shout out PMC, you know, Pablo Mascobar, Bobby, Mike Jack, Matt. And you know what I mean? So what I got going on in the future, I got some music coming, you know what I mean? I just recently, you know what I mean, came across a nice little treasure trove of beats.
Treasure trove.
You know what I mean? And they're all originals, all owned by me right now. So shout out to my young man, just go ahead. But also, I'm working on a show actually. I'm writing a show, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Mm. This is the first time I'm talking about it, you know, publicly. But, you know, writing the show is vampire. Imagine like Stranger Things and like vampires, black kids though, in Brooklyn. You know what I mean? So we're writing that right now. We've got a couple people interested in the first few episodes that we wrote, and that should be coming in like winter time.
Okay.
Besides that, you know, still audio engineering. If anybody needs that studio time,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Plug it in.
Yeah. Hit me up, Cream VP, like I said. And you know, I got some other shit coming up too. But you know what I mean? I'm gonna keep that on the wraps. Like, you know what I mean?
Gotta save something for the imagination.
You know what I mean? I just moved back to Brooklyn, so it's about to get heavy.
It's about to be a movie. It's
about to get heavy soon.
Yeah. I feel
everything aligning right now.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, man, you already know who you rocking with. You rocking with RB King, aka Mr. Spliffin' Door. You rocking with the Smoking Word Podcast. And I gotta shout him out. Powered by Sirens NYC, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know who's in the building. You gotta know who's in the building. You know what I mean? Powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to the whole phase. If you looking for that wisdom, that guidance, and you going through your whole phase, you need to follow them, listen to them, because listen to us, because that's where I come from. That's where this whole shit began. You know what I mean? Now it's the Smoking Word Podcast. I'm doing my thing. Shouts to them, they doing their thing. You know what I mean? Follow Smoking Words on Instagram and Twitter. Smoke N Words with a Z at the end. It's real easy. You already know I can make your head bust with the drinks. Punchline punch. Straight like that on Instagram. You know what I mean?
And busting.
Exactly. You're going to get a little drink after this. You know what I mean? So, Pink walls. I ain't got no pink walls right now.
Exclusive shit, y'all.
Some exclusive shit. We got some other shit. It's just as good. Trust me. You know what I mean? And also, I can make your head bust with the bars, too. Because I got bars, too.
Don't forget the Henny.
You know what I mean? Don't forget the Henny.com. Go to that. /RBKing. You know what I mean? But follow me on my personal and music page. Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B, real E-Z. You know what I mean? Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's smoke this weed. Let's pay some bills. Mm.